Welcome to the second half of the Polyrock Radio Special, featuring the music of Polyrock and interviews with co-producers Philip Glass and Kurt Mungkasey.
Polyrock co-producer Kurt Mooncasey.
The way I got started doing the new wave bands and getting into new wave music was actually through Eno. Eno approached me about doing an album with him in New York. This was a No New York album. It was interesting to find out that all the bands who had done the album knew about Phil's music, you know, and counted him as one of their influences. And so I just started checking it out more and started working with more bands and been doing it ever since.
I think actually that gave you a certain credibility at the beginning, the fact that you had been working with me for all those years.
Yeah, right.
That Kurt was immediately a sought-after engineer among new wave bands. And he was known as the guy who put the sound together for me. So that already gave him a reputation among those people to begin with.
Thank you.
My music is very physical. It's self-verifying in that way, that when I'm writing it, when it feels right to me, in terms of almost a physical response, that's how I know I'm on to good material. And that translates often in terms of physical movement.
And you felt that same response from Polyrock?
We seem to be entering a phase of dance rock now, and that's happening in all the clubs. That's what's really happening right now, and they're very concerned about that too. In the studio, they were very concerned about the danceability of the music. That's how Billy and Tommy gauged the success of some of the music. When we listened to takes, they would say, well, you can't really dance to that, let's do another take. And when they got a take that they felt was really had that dance feeling in it, then that's a take they wanted to keep. Were more instrumental this year, and they were more danceable this year. Pop music is like that. It's very trendy and very momentary, moment-to-moment kind of thing, and that's not putting it down. It's just that that's what people were interested in this year, and that's what we heard, and that's what we got involved with. The kind of values that are more long-term things, I think, are also there, but in terms of dancing, that's happens to be part of our experience in very recent months.
You've been listening to the Polyrock Radio Special. We'd like to thank co-producers Philip Glass and Kurt Mancasey for being our guests on the show. This program was presented through the courtesy of RCA Records.